You're on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line today is Dan Gregory, who is a behavioural trends and strategy expert. Good morning, Dan. Nice to talk to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Sounds like a pretty fancy job just before we kick off. Behavioural trend and strategy expert.
I know. It sounds like a nosy job, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, I started my career in advertising and, you know, analysing behavioural trends and trying to influence them, and it's... And I travel the world working as a stand-up comedian, so we're just about observing people again. And it's one of those things you never lose interest in.
Interesting. You're a stand-up comedian.
I was, yes. I spent about 3.5 years traveling the world as a stand-up comedy, which was a joy, I have to say.
Wow, well, our line's a little bit scratchy there, but I think we'll be okay. Keen to talk to you today about fear-based campaigns that we actually see. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I think what we're seeing is, we'll probably see it ramp up a little bit more, is as we run towards the election in May, we'll see more fear-based campaigning from both sides of politics. But the thing is, It actually works in politicians' favour if people are a little bit fear-based, particularly if you look at the history of elections. You know, incumbent governments, and particularly governments of a conservative flavour, typically do well in times of great change and great uncertainty. You know, people are sort of, they've had enough change and they want a bit of stability. So I think what you'll see is they'll amplify the risks on the other side of the aisle and try and get people to buy into them from a safety point of view, or at least, if not a safety point of view, that this idea that it's better the devil that you know.
It's interesting. Do you think we're getting a little bit smarter? Like, are we sort of seeing through a lot of this now, do you think?
Well, I don't think it's actually about, you know, smartness or a lack of intelligence. It actually comes back to human nature. Mm. You know, a few years ago, my business partner and I wrote a book called Selfish, Scared and Stupid, which is all about the fact that the most primitive part of our brain drives all of our initial decision-making, and the most primitive part of our brain is driven by survival. In other words, it's selfish, it looks for self-interest, it's scared, it looks to mitigate risk, and it's simple or stupid. In other words, it looks for the simplest and easiest option. We have a bias towards simplicity. Mm. So it's actually wired into our survival mechanism, and it needs to be automatic. You know, you don't have time, you know, if you're being attacked by a wild animal, you haven't got time to think it through and weigh up your options. You've got to act instinctively. And that's what fear really plays to. It plays to the most primitive, the most ancient part of our brain and activates our survival instincts. And even if it doesn't, you know, affect us at a very rational or logical level, it actually drives us emotionally and has us have a feeling about a particular candidate or a feeling about a particular party or a particular outcome.
Mm. Dan, what about how are Aussies feeling right now? Do you think we're actually feeling quite vulnerable?
Look, I think it's partly vulnerable, but I also think it's about change fatigue. You know, we've had 2 years of upheaval and a lack of certainty. We still don't know when we're, you know, certainly in Western Australia, we don't know when life's going to get back to normal. And I think we're sort of at that point where we've had a lot of change, which is one of the problems that you'll find the left will face. People who are, you know, more progressive side of politics, typically they look to bring more change. And it may just be that we've had sort of our fill of change. So that's what they'll be campaigning against. They'll have to figure out how do we not amplify people's fear of even more change.
Interesting. And then thinking about what it's going to look like between now and when the election happens in May, will that favour the current government, I wonder?
Look, that's what they're hoping for. And to be honest, things like the situation in Russia and Ukraine, things like the situation of, you know, between China and Taiwan, actually work in a conservative government's favour. And if you have a look at some of the campaigning that you know, people like Scott Morrison or Peter Dutton are running at the moment, it's very much a fear-based campaign. You know, who do you want in charge if push comes to shove? Mm. And that's where, you know, conservative and right-wing governments are. You know, they always try to be the party of law and order. They always try to be the party of defence or military spending. Mm. Whereas you'll actually see the Labor Party, the people on the left, will start saying, you know, well, hang on, do you really want people like Morrison and Dutton handling diplomacy? Because, to be honest, all they've done is alienate some people, you know, in Russia and China. So they'll actually play off each other's weaknesses and sort of, you know, try and win that fear game. Mm. And in a very uncertain environment, you know, fear and particularly under duress and stress, fear is where we tend to go to in our decision making.
Mm, very interesting, Dan. Look, we really appreciate you coming on today and sharing us about do fear-based campaigns actually work. And all the best with you. Are you going to continue with the any of the stand-up comedy work, or is that finished?
As soon as I'm allowed back on stage, I'll have a crack.
Maybe we should talk to you when you're doing some comedy work as well.
Sounds like a plan.
I'd
love to do that.
Good on you, Dan. My guest on the line this morning has been Dan Gregory, who is a behavioural trends and strategy expert. You are on 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike.